So if Judith Butler's right and gender's a role we're all playing, more or less imperfectly, I guess new roles require new costumes. A new company in San Francisco is making clothes specifically for butch women and trans men. St. Herodin's taglines read, "St. Herodin makes you look like you. If you feel right in a suit, wear one." Their first order just arrived, and we were there as customers suited up.
Let's start with a 38. And charcoal.
Putting these pants on, I feel like I just like graduated into a higher income bracket. Yeah, I feel like money.
Very polished, Natalie.
I own the first and only LGBT gym in the nation, so I weight train a lot, so my upper body, it's there. I'm normally in workout clothes all the time. If I wear jeans, people are like, oh, what are you dressed up for?
Natalie is the queen of the cut-off t-shirts, so it's going to be really awesome to get her into like a more formal
sleeves
and trousers as kind of like super strong professional businesswoman.
So the reason I haven't been happy with other suits I've even tried on is because it doesn't fit right. The jackets tend to be like too broad on the shoulders, and then the back tends to like make my butt look saggy. I do squats. I want that to show. And so this feels powerful and overall really comfortable.
Okay, so Natalie, you're a 42 short. If this is the one that fits you like you want it to, you're a 42 short.
My name is Mary Going, and I'm the founder and president, CEO, chief bottle washer and cook at St. Herodin. One thing I noticed about myself is that because I couldn't find clothes that really fit my gender, I just kind of opted out of clothing altogether, and I had what I called a uniform, and I just wore the same thing all the time. My goal was to make an off-the-rack suit because men can walk into a store and buy a suit off the rack and then with some minor alterations, take it home and wear it. There's almost no amount of alterations that can be done to change a man's suit to fit most women's bodies.
I'm of Latin descent, so I have the hips going on and the booty going on. I have a mohawk. It's almost an oxymoron, like the mohawk and then the pearl earrings. And I would describe my style kind of more androgynous. I identify in the middle.
And do it, girl.
Yeah, I might be today. Just eyeballing her.
This is the jacket. I'm so excited for you to try it on. It has four interior pockets. The sleeve lining is pinstripe. And, you know, try it on.
Oh, my God. You look so amazing in it. Wait, be still. Quick.
Like, I'm exploring it.
That's awesome.
I love the pockets and the sleeves. I love it.
Yeah, it's something very interesting about wearing a suit. You feel like you need to stand up straighter.
I'm an attorney, so having a well-fitted suit is very, very important to exude confidence, whether you're in a courtroom or in a business meeting.
I feel like it's Christmas. This is very exciting. You don't understand. I've waited years for this. So I'm opening the box. I see here a packing slip, the Martin trouser, and the Lion jacket. Now, Martin and Lion are the last names of the two women who got married in San Francisco for the first time, and one of them has passed away, but they've been trailblazers in the LGBT community. So this is amazing to, it's a little emotional, be able to honor them. All right, I need a mirror.
Oh, there's that top stitching that you were talking about before.
Yeah, the top stitching.
Well, let's see what size this is. You might be a 32.
Let's try the 32.
I think it's also really something interesting about putting on a garment that fits. My name is Aaliyah Baker. I've been in the retail industry for about 13 years, and no one really walks into a store wanting to say, oh, I want to wear men's clothing, or I want to necessarily wear women's clothing. They always walk in saying, I want to find something that makes me feel good or to fulfill a certain need in my wardrobe. So it's really nice that Mary is able to kind of open that experience up to a broader range of people.
Oh, this feels much better.
Oh, that's that looks super more
that
flattering.
Feels that much instantly better. Like looks better.
Doesn't it?
Stood up straighter.
Yeah. Put
that on. Basically, it's what I expected. So I'm putting on something that fundamentally fits me. Oh my God, this is exactly the type of company whose time has come. No one has done what Mary has done.
completely re-engineer a suit and make it fit for butch women and trans men.
Some of the criticism that we've received from within the community has been that we're only representing a very masculine part of the gender spectrum. You know, my answer to that is women and femininity has been done. If I had one woman in a suit with heels and makeup, she would be the one that was in the New York Times. She would be the one that was on the cover of whatever magazine that we get. I do not want that. We're really about co-opting masculinity, taking over masculinity.
I'm ready to buy a couple more suits, Mary. Get going.
I have to say, you look really fabulous.
That was St. Herodin founder Mary Going in San Francisco at the first delivery of the company's suits, with customers Natalie Huerta, Hong Nguyen, and Aaliyah Baker.
I want a suit, I wear the reet, pleat with the draper shape and stuff, come to look sharp enough, see my sunny gal. I want a reeve sleeve with the right stripe and a dress vest with the glad plaid in the latest fad, see my sunny gal.